This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Guests appearing on Hide and Seek provide general information only. What you hear on the show should not replace consulting your mental health professional. If you're in need of immediate care, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. In an emergency, always contact 000.
The Gay Potentialist.
That's it, isn't it? That's what you're saying. How can it be? How can it be?
Purify your senses.
The Gay Potentialist.
The Gay Potentialist is Paul Martin from the Centre for Human Potential. He joins us this evening. Thank you for being there, Paul.
My pleasure. Nice to be back.
Have you been, Paul?
Oh, pretty good. I've just had a little bit of a break.
Yeah, where have you been?
Well, I went to the Philippines for my son's wedding, which was just fantastic.
Hang on a minute. Whoa. Back.
Which?
You have a son.
Yes, I have a son called Josh.
Who's now old enough to get married.
He's 26.
Oh, that's not possible.
No.
Your partner's younger than that.
No, say nothing. No, he's a bit older than that. But, so it was beautiful, beautiful wedding. I was a very proud dad, and it was fantastic.
Well, congratulations.
Congrats to him.
It was great, because I was the groom's father, and the groom's mum is a lesbian that we co-parented him with. And so there's this big dyke and queen walking down the aisle of a Catholic Filipino church. It was fantastic.
Wow. Very interesting.
Sounds very interesting.
So, I suppose, Paul, that leads us into our topic for this evening.
It sure does.
Really, isn't it? I know.
And
I wish I hadn't have raised it, quite frankly.
So to speak.
Just quietly.
The topic being, why do some gay men or couples want kids?
Yeah. So, well, what's interesting is I think that... years ago, in the history of being gay, it was kind of almost impossible to have kids unless you were...
The history of being gay. I love that. Go on.
Yeah, that's right. Unless you were married, unless you were pretending to be straight, got married, had kids, and then came out the other end and all that sort of stuff. So basically what's happened, in the last number of years is that it has been possible to do things like foster a child, certainly fostering. And because we're becoming a bit more mainstream and people are trusting us and not seeing us so much as pedophiles, which used to be the historical association that people had with gay men, and people are seeing us for who we are now, that it is now much more possible to have kids. And, of course, with the latest surrogacy laws, that's opened the gates for being a biological father now, which was never possible in the past unless, say, you were married.
But why do you want to be a father?
What's happened is I think that certainly that we've got a much clearer runway now. So if we want to have kids, we can. And there are some gay men who would rather eat their own cat's vomit than have a child.
True.
And one of the benefits for a lot of gay men is that there's no pressure to do so. In fact, there's a lot of family pressure not to do so.
And it's very much a choice.
Yeah, it is an absolute choice. But what it is though, there's a great diversity of gay men around, obviously, and for a lot of gay men these days, now that they realise that there is a choice, that there is this potential for surrogacy, sometimes for some men, what can kick in is this really deep level, level desire to actually have their own kids and watch them grow up and experience the sort of the unconditional love that you have from a child and the selfless love you have for a child is quite an extraordinary thing. But it's quite different to having a cat, for example. There are a lot of people who really love doing it and are fantastic.
Do you think that is equally as inherent as the mother nurture gene that clicks into the cluckiness pre-birth and then the care post-birth.
Yeah, I think...
Is it the male equivalent or...?
Well, women do have much more of a biological kind of drive to have kids, obviously. Not all, but, yes. Just speaking, in that normal distribution curve. But certainly there are a lot of men, a lot more men than you actually think, that actually have this deep-seated drive to reproduce and or raise children. And it could be activated through spending time with nephews and nieces, and there is something quite special about the love you get from a kid and love you can give to a kid. So there are a lot more people than you imagine actually doing this.
Hi, this is Dr. Pamela Stevenson-Connolly, sexologist, and you're listening to Dean and Andrew on Hide and Seek, the only program about sex, sexuality and self on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek. Shut up, babe, and fuck me rich.
The most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Diversity, it's what we're on about. We're also on about our resident psychologist, Paul Martin, talking about why poofs want kids. Basically, Paul Martin, at what level is this a totally selfish indulgence?
Well, it's actually, as I was saying before, a lot more common than you think. And recent statistics I heard was something along the lines of between 10 and 20, I'd have to go back to the research, but a significant proportion of gay male couples are now raising kids.
10 to 20% of couples?
Yeah, well, I'd have to double check with the stats, but certainly when we're talking to MPs about children and gay marriage or marriage equality, one of the things we talk about is the fact that, 25% of gay and lesbian couples are raising kids. Now, what proportion of that is gay males? I think it would be less, obviously, than with lesbian women. But certainly there is a significant proportion.
I noticed the latest figures out of the US seem to indicate that there is a huge drop-off of gay couples having kids, but that could be economic.
Yes. Look, I'm not sure about the American data, but certainly in Australia, now that the surrogacy laws have changed, that seems to have led to an increase in the numbers of gay men accessing that service and actually thinking seriously about the option of being parents. It often does coincide with a relationship. So, quite often as a single gay man, you might know it's the last thing you ever think of. But for some people, when they get into a gay relationship and it actually is one that they feel, oh, well, I could actually spend the rest of my life with this guy, that can then provide the framework through which people start to think about their future in a different way, in ways that they never even thought of.
Paul, did you ever consider adoption?
Yeah, well, I sort of adopted Josh, who's my son, but it was through his mum and his father was in America and he never really knew him, so he's kind of fatherless, and so his mum at the age of 8 asked me if I wanted to be the dad, and I said, fine, and so I've been playing that role ever since. And
oh, wow.
Interviews and did all that stuff, so he had his mum and then I became the dad, which is part of one of the great things about being gay or lesbian is that we can... or transgender and bisexual, is that we do have a lot of choices out there in terms of what we want as our family.
Because one of the major arguments about raising children by gay couples is the argument that there's no male or female role model.
Yes, and what's interesting is that when you look at the psychological literature, there's nothing to suggest that gender itself is the thing that creates a, sexually, emotionally, psychologically balanced human being. There is things like unconditional love, continuity. There's a whole range of factors that lead to a kid growing up in a healthy way.
But having a gay or female, a male or female role model, does that assist the child, do you think? Did your son come to you at age 12, 13 when he was going through puberty and have specific questions that perhaps he wasn't comfortable in going to his mother's about?
I think he would have. The thing was that I imagined that he knew less than he did. So he actually knew more or worse than me by that stage.
That's usually the case.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. So
the birds and the bees conversation doesn't necessarily revolve around male specific father to son or
female
to daughter.
I think sometimes it might even be easier if it was
the other way around.
That's exactly right. Look, and some kids, really desire an older person of the same gender to look up to and model after and idealize, and that can be extremely healthy. But it doesn't mean that that has to happen, and if it doesn't happen, that kid is unhealthy. It just means that for some kids, that for them is a real bonus.
And let's face it, most kids get their info from porn these days, so.
That's right.
Paul Martin, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Just a very quick
With the
Melbourne Queer Film Festival, there's a movie in there called The Cure, a documentary, and if you have a look at that, I'm in it.
Yes, I saw the trailer. Are in it, and it's an extraordinary doco on curing homosexuality.
Yes,
right.
Next gay movement. Yeah.
Paul is a classic case of failure.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you,
you can
Paul.
Find out more information about Mr. Martin by going to the centreforhumanpotential.com.au.
Guests appearing on Hide and Seek provide general information only. What you hear on the show should not replace consulting your mental health professional. If you're in need of immediate care, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. In an emergency, always contact 000.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.